What if you could step into a room filled with the people who hold the keys to the big stages, the book deals, and the most powerful platforms for your voice? The Gateway Gathering and Pitch Fest is a visibility accelerator for thought leaders that connects you to the people who can open doors. Think literary agents, TED leaders, producers, editors, and conference designers like me, Jacqueline Fletcher Johnson. Join us January 13th to the 15th. Put your mission in motion at gateway-project.com.
Welcome to Fried. I am your host, Kate Donovan, burnout speaker, author, and unapologetic truth teller about what it really takes to stop feeling crispy and start feeling human again. These days, Fried is more than just a podcast. It is an entire burn bold ecosystem built to help you end burnout in your own life and in the places where you work and lead, which means there are three clear ways you can work with us. Number one, bring me into your company or event for burnout and emotional intelligence, keynotes, workshops, leadership development, and long-term advisory partnerships that help teams recover, reconnect, and rebuild a culture that actually buffers burnout vulnerability instead of creating it. Two, work with Sarah Vosen, our director of coaching, who brings the Burn Bold method to life through high-touch one-on-one coaching and small group burnout recovery. You can work with her privately or through your organization when you want deep, sustainable support for real humans who are on the edge. And number three, stay in our Burn Bold orbit through the conversations here on Fried, through our newsletters, through upcoming tools, trainings, and of course, through the new book coming in 2026, which maps out the six buckets and shows you why burnout is not your fault and exactly how to climb out. Fried has been running for more than 5 years and has become one of the most comprehensive burnout recovery resources in the world. Burn Bold is its next evolution. Together, they give you the knowledge, the strategy, and the support to create lives and workplaces where people can actually thrive. So settle in, take a breath, let something unclench. You're in the right place.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast.
Hi, Fried fam. Welcome back. Today is the week between Christmas and New Year's. And even if you aren't listening to that at right when the episode releases, this episode can still be relevant to you. Because today we're going to finish the last part of this mini series that I've been doing this year about which emotions tend to flare up in each season and why. And I know we just talked about fall at the end of November, but I wanted to drop this winter wisdom sooner than later because I hope that you can use it to set yourself up for a more restorative winter. And I also wanted to clarify something that I've been getting a lot of questions about from the burnt out Fried fam in office hours, which is, oh no, I feel like I'm backsliding into a deeper burnout just recently. I'm so scared that I'm burnt out again and all the work I've done isn't helping, hasn't done enough a good enough job, and I'm failing at burnout recovery. And I reminded them, or told them maybe for the first time, and I want to tell you, is that at this time of year, when the light is waning in the Northern Hemisphere, and we are right around winter solstice, right? We've just crossed it when you're hearing this, the week after Christmas. We're in the darkest days, the longest nights of the year. And in nature, we're in the death part of the life cycle. When the light was waning, we were like, oh no, I'm dying, as the sun is less intense and the cold is creeping in and the leaves have fallen off the trees. And even in the trees have brought their energy in deeper into their trunks. We're doing that too. The world is still demanding us to be up and out, but we are natural creatures in a natural world, and our energy is going in. And when we resist this inward pull, it makes it more uncomfortable. But even if you aren't resisting it and you're like, okay, I'm like going in and I'm going down with the waning light and the hibernation introspection energy of winter, it feels like death. It's certainly a surrender. And when you're burnt out, it's even harder than when you're not, because you have a big giant hole of depletion that's waiting for you to pay attention to it and fill it. And when that energy is waning, right, you're like, oh no, I'm dying. You feel like you're going to fall into this bottomless pit that is your hole of depletion, and you'll be swallowed up by it and you'll never make it out. Right. And also when you're burnt out, we call it burnout for a reason, because your inner fire is barely an ember, especially when you're in the pile of ashes phase of burnout, when you are at your kind of most depleted, you're most tired, you're most exhausted. You don't have a lot of inner light. You have maybe like one teeny tiny burning ember. And even if you've been recovering for a while, you've maybe like stoked that little ember and got it to start to burn with some kindling, right? And it's a little fire, but it's not enough of a fire to make up for what the sun isn't giving us from the outside. So it's a really uncomfortable place to be, especially when you're depleted. But know that that's normal. It's appropriate for the season. And it doesn't mean that you're failing your burnout recovery. It's just highlighting the depletion. And it doesn't mean that you're backwards. It just feels different than it felt in summer. Because in summer, we have all this warmth and light and really long days and everybody's moving around. And we get to utilize that inertia around us that tends to bolster us and help us feel a little bit more up and out. It might make our anxiety worse, like I talked about back in June. But that's easier to feel than this like exhausted, low place. Right? So that's just like how your energy feels. But emotionally, right, that's scary. It's scary to feel like you're dying. It's scary to surrender to that death part of the cycle when you're so depleted. So can you guess what the emotion associated with winter is, especially when your organs of that are supposed to shine in winter are depleted? Fear. Fear comes up, even terror, irrational fear. Kate and I did an episode about this a while back, and I'll link it in the show notes if you want to hear more about it, because it's a really interesting theory, like philosophy around it. And also it's like, it explains so much. So I'm not going to say more about that, a whole lot more about that right now. Go listen to that episode if you want to hear it. But I do want to say this. I want to bring it up because it's relevant here, and a lot of you are feeling it. Fear comes up, almost terror. We're scared that we're burning out again, right? Instead of just recognizing where we're at in this moment, which is in the death cycle of winter, which can also be scary because our culture doesn't do death, right? In the fall episode, we talked about we don't do grief well. Grief is what happens when we lose something, which often is when something dies or something leaves our life. So now here we are. The natural world is hibernating, and it's almost like a death. Everything looks dead outside, and we kind of feel dead on the inside. It's scary. It's a lot to deal with, and know that that fear is normal. And if we try to resist it, I think it makes it even more uncomfortable. It's like scrambling up a hill when it's like, that going with it would be like just naturally rolling down it and being like, wee, don't worry. This is natural. I've got this. I'm not going to die at the bottom of this hill. But that's hard to trust when you feel so empty. So know that it's normal to feel fear, but also know that like, you don't just have to 100% put up with it. You have to know that like when you're depleted, fear is a symptom of burnout. So it's normal to feel fear and be scared of a lot of things you're not usually scared of, or you weren't scared of prior to burnout, and you probably won't be scared of after you're recovered. So there's this baseline of fear that is just sort of there. And fear is also something that we can look a little closer at. And it can be useful to, rather than resist it or avoid it or not look at it, to turn inward. Like the trees, the energy has gone inward now that the leaves are gone. There isn't photosynthesis happening, right? So it's like tune inward and look at your fear a little bit and listen to what your body's telling you about what it's scared of. And if there's anything that you can shift to resolve some of the fear, you get to do that. You have permission in your burnout recovery and beyond for sustainability of life to look at your fear, shine a light on it, acknowledge that it's scary, whatever it is, and then ask yourself, do I have any control over this thing that feels really scary? Can I do something with it, about it, to create, so take some action that can help me feel a little safer? We're aiming for safety, right? So that's one of our winter foundational self-care items, seeking safety, acknowledging the fear, and seeking safety to help resolve it, and hold this paradox of like, life is scary and I'm going to do my best to feel safe. And I can feel both at the same time, both and, not a just surrender to the fear and die, you know? Oh, funny, not funny. So part of this is accepting the fear, and part of it is maybe doing something about the fear with the fear that can help us find safety. Now, you know, we've talked a lot about safety here. And if you are someone who hasn't ever thought about or really identified for yourself what safety feels like, you might want to ask yourself that question first. What does safety feel like for me? How will I know when I'm feeling safe? Maybe pause and really ponder that for a moment. Write it down. Maybe you haven't felt safe in a long time, so it's a faraway feeling, but I'm hoping that you know in some way, shape, or form what a little bit of safety feels like, because we want to stoke that feeling. We want to seek out safety situations, make changes in our life that bring us some safety. For me, I feel safe. I know I'm feeling safe when I can relax. My shoulders can come away from my ears. I feel some relief. Oftentimes, especially winter, I'm feeling cozy. I'm like, oh, yes. And here's some ways that I've made sure that I can feel safe. I do not like winter. I grew up in Minnesota. I moved away to sunny places for a lot of years, and now I'm back because I love my family and I want to spend time with them. But man, living in Minnesota is hard for me in the winter, especially this time around winter solstice. And knowing what I know about myself in winter, what I've done to create safety for myself is I got an apartment that has locked doors and a front desk and security, because I live alone with my two kitties. And it feels safer for me to be in a building that I know that someone's looking out for me, beyond me. Also, I got myself a newer car that is a four-wheel drive hybrid. And I got myself an underground heated parking spot underneath my building so that I don't have to go out into the winter cold air that I hate so much as often. And I don't have to scrape frost. I don't have to wipe snow off. And that really saves me a lot of energy in winter and helps me have a little bit more for the all, or a lot more actually for a lot of the other things in my life. And as far as emotional safety goes, I set myself up. I have wonderful friends, gratefully. And when I'm not doing well, I tend to isolate, but I really over and over am reminded by them that I can lean into them. And so I try to set myself up well by making regular like calls with them, reaching out even if I don't want to, or like I'm isolating, my old coping mechanism, my whole hyper-independence kicking in. And I also set myself up with professionals, with, you know, acupuncture appointments or coaching sessions. Basically, with people that I know can hold space for me to express my emotions. People that help me feel, that I feel safe with, that can help me feel even safer when I work through these really uncomfortable times. So these are some things that you can do to help yourself seek safety. One of the other foundational self-care items you've probably been practicing because it's our unofficial hashtag, and it is super duper appropriate in this season because the organs that are meant to be shining during winter on stage are the kidney and the urinary bladder, the two kidneys and the urinary bladder. And as you know, we're calling your kidneys the battery, your batteries. This is like they hold your life force energy. And so peeing when you got to pee not only means you're honoring like, cool, the water in your body is flowing, right? Your kidneys are filtering water out of your blood. You're storing it in your bladder and you're not taxing your bladder too much because you're releasing pee when you need to pee. So pee when you got to pee is a foundational self-care item for winter, as well as when you're cold, get warm. Now, this was also in fall because that was the start of things getting cooler. But now that it's really, really cold, well, where I am, it's really, really cold. It's below freezing most of the time. I stay warm. Get cozy and warm in any way that you can. Stay warm with warm food, warm beverages. And especially if you can spend some time in a bathtub or a hot shower or a hot tub or a steam sauna, the water is especially useful because not only is the air drier in winter, but the element of winter is the water element. As you can guess, as we were talking about those water filtering and storing organs, kidney and the bladder. So anything you can do with water is beneficial. Not just hydrating yourself, but you might want to bring in some the color of water into your environment. If you like blue, black, purple, think depths of the ocean sort of feeling vibes and colors, and like lean into the coziness of a weighted blanket, like the weight of water on top of you if you are underwater and able to breathe. What else do we have in winter? Oh, right. Sleep when you need to sleep. Notice that these are things we've been talking to you about in general, because burnout is depletion, and depletion really affects the kidneys, your life force batteries. So winter is the especially good time of year. It's good all year round, but especially in winter when, as mammals, we're in hibernation mode, right? We don't get to fully curl up in a cave for 6 months and avoid winter. But we still need some hibernation and some introspection and more rest, right? Utilize these dark nights, sleep as much as you can. And if you're having trouble sleeping, because that will happen when you're depleted, you don't have this anchor to drop you into deep sleep. And also if you're yin deficient, which you are when you're burnt out, it's harder to have deep sleep and it's harder to have not restless sleep. So if it's like, God, I'm trying to sleep and utilize these dark nights, but I can't, do your best to get some support with sleep. Now, Kate and I also did an episode about sleep, and we talk more about yin deficiency. And I will also link that show or that episode in the show notes if you want to reference that. So sleep when you need to sleep and rest when you need to rest. Now, one of the other things that I've been noticing lately is like when people feel like they've backslidden into burnout, they're just like, oh no, but their energy's revved up and they're anxious and they're frazzled and they just, it's hard to rest because you're just like, no, 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 I don't want to roll down the hill into depletion. You know, I don't want to surrender into this darkness. I want to keep going. That makes it hard to rest. So you might need to do a little shaking, little dancing, a little movement to match that frazzly energy so that you can come up and around your stress cycle. And so you want to do it until you naturally kind of exhale, and then you can settle. You can settle into your rest or settle into a longer night's sleep. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but it really is helpful to meet yourself where you're at and kind of help yourself come up and around all the way to like your peak up, and then okay, fried fam, here are our foundational self-care items for winter when you're feeling scared, irrationally scared, scared of everything. Pee when you gotta pee. Sleep when you need to sleep. Rest when you need to rest. Warm up when you're cold. And seek safety. Let yourself introspect. Feel into the fear Acknowledge what you're scared of and see if there's anything you can do about it that will help you feel safer. All right, Fred fam, if you are listening to this in the week between Christmas and New Year's, perhaps you're off. A lot of people, a lot of companies shut down during this time, which is a great new development, where they allow their employees to just rest at this time of year where nobody really wants to do anything, if we're being honest, especially when you're burnt out. But if you are someone that does have to work during these days, can you let yourself do the bare minimum that you need to do, knowing that most of the world, especially the Northern Hemisphere, is chilling, slowing down? Can you have moments where you let yourself be in the hibernation cave during this week and just during winter in general, right? Like, unfortunately, in our culture, we do have to keep going for the most part, but where can you have moments of hibernation in a cave for yourself? Even if it's like one breath cycle, but you're like, oh, just let it all go and just acknowledge what's going on inside. That can be helpful. All right, Pride fam, take care. May this help you find restoration this winter and remind you that you're not failing at burnout recovery. You're not backsliding. You're right where you're meant to be in the depths of winter. All right, take care.
What if you could step into a room filled with the people who hold the keys to the big stages, the book deals, and the most powerful platforms for your voice? The Gateway Gathering and Pitch Fest is a visibility accelerator for thought leaders that connects you to the people who can open doors. Think literary agents, TED leaders, producers, editors, and conference designers like me, Jacqueline Fletcher Johnson. Join us January 13th to the 15th. Put your mission in motion at gateway-project.com.
Welcome to Fried. I am your host, Kate Donovan, burnout speaker, author, and unapologetic truth teller about what it really takes to stop feeling crispy and start feeling human again. These days, Fried is more than just a podcast. It is an entire Burn Bold ecosystem built to help you end burnout in your own life and in the places where you work and lead, which means there are three clear ways you can work with us. Number one, bring me into your company or event for burnout and emotional intelligence, keynotes, workshops, leadership development, and long-term advisory partnerships that help teams recover, reconnect, and rebuild a culture that actually buffers burnout vulnerability instead of creating it. Two, work with Sarah Vosen, our director of coaching, who brings the Burn Bold method to life through high-touch one-on-one coaching and small group burnout recovery. You can work with her privately or through your organization when you want deep, sustainable support for real humans who are on the edge. And number three, stay in our Burn Bold orbit through the conversations here on Fried, through our newsletters, through upcoming tools, trainings, and of course, through the new book coming in 2026, which maps out the six buckets and shows you why burnout is not your fault and exactly how to climb out. Fried has been running for more than 5 years and has become one of the most comprehensive burnout recovery resources in the world. Burn Bold is its next evolution. Together, they give you the knowledge, the strategy, and the support to create lives and workplaces where people can actually thrive. So settle in, take a breath, let something unclench. You're in the right place.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast.